Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Hey, and we are on Ayin Dalet Amin Beis Ibai Lahu. We are up to the sixth wide line on Ayin Dalet Amin Beis. So if you remember, we're discussing various questions related to Ben Pekua, related to the fetus found inside the mother animal. And regarding Shechita, we say that's a machlokas, we have Meir and the Chachamim, we pass on like the Chachamim, that Shechita, regarding Hilcha Shechita, it works for the animal to be already considered Shechted. And the Shaila is, what about regarding other halachas? Regarding other halachas, is this animal considered an animal walking around, or is this animal considered a piece of meat in a basket? So we discussed yesterday the halacha of Pidyon Petach Hamor. So I have the Yoredeya Shin Chafalf. So the Gemara said, had a machlokas, whether this is considered a sema aliyah, this is considered a good seh because it's walking around, or do we say no, because it was considered shechted already, so then you're not allowed to use it as the seh. That was the Gemara's question. Then we compared it to Karban Pesach, and we say, do you go the whole way by Karban Pesach or not? I just wanted to review a taz that I like to mention whenever Petach Hamor comes up, and that's in Yoredeya Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch there discusses Hilchos Petach Hamor, it's Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa is just not so common because not too many Jews own donkeys. But if a Jew would own a donkey, and the donkey has a firstborn, then you have to switch, you know, not the Kedusha, there is no Kedusha there, you have to switch the status from the Petach Hamor to the sheep, and then give the sheep to the Kohen. That's what one has to do. Bezman hazeh. You see, if you look on the internet, there are Petach Hamor ceremonies that have been shown. I remember I saw one in Australia and for different places. That's the Lamaisa. And there's even a bracha on it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody miyad kishehifrish a tle tachas Petach Hamor, right when you switch the tle, the sheep for the Petach Hamor, chazar ha Petach Hamor chulin. Right, it becomes chulin. The donkey becomes chulin. It loses its status. Even if before you give the sheep to the Kohen, once you designate the sheep to be the substitute for the chamor, the seh becomes owned by the Kohen. You didn't get it yet. But even before you give it, the chamor loses its status. Umutu le'anosbo. The chulu, the chulu, lefichach, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says miyad kishem mafrisho, because the status switches right when you're mafreshit, even before you give it to the kohen. Miyad kishem mafrisho mivarech asher kedushado b'mitzvah v'sivanu al pidyon petach hamor. Right, as you make that bracha on pidyon petach hamor. Says the shach ve'in lahamta l'shiyit el pidyon liyad kohen. Don't wait till you give it to the kohen. The padui hu me'achshav. It's already nifta. It's a separate din of giving it to the kohen. But it is already nifta, and therefore the brachas were made b'shas hafrasha, let's say, but not b'shas nesina l'kohen. So over there, the Taz quotes the precious question, and that is, there are three mitzvahs related to Kedushas Bechor. By two of them you make a bracha, by one of them you don't. That's the kasha. Why by Pidyon Petach Hamor you make a bracha? Why by Pidyon HaBen you make the bracha? But by Kedushas Bechor Behema Tahora, the Bechor of a kosher animal, you don't make a bracha. That's the kasha of the Prisha. So the Prisha answers, the Prisha, the Drisha, the Smah, the same person, the Prisha answers that there's a difference because you only make a bracha when there's something left in your hands. When you got some type of hana. So by Petach Hamor, you're left with the Hamor. By Pidyon HaBen, you're left with your son. By Bechor Behemah Tahora, you're left with nothing. It's just a Bechor that goes to the Kohen, it's a carbon, and therefore you don't make a bracha. That's what the Prisha says. V'tiris de'mavarech ala kishenishar b'yado mimasha hayakadosh v'nosein midi achrina tachtav masha einkein b'nesinas b'char d'nosno kulo lakawain v'lo nishar b'yado klum meha kedusha. That's what the Drisha says. So ask the Taz, what difference should it make? What difference does a bracha have? Well, by most brachas, it's just a bracha mitzvah. You don't get anything out of it. You do the mitzvah. You make a bracha and you go to the mikvah. You make a bracha and you blow shofar. You get the hana of the mitzvah. What do you need something physical left from the kedusha to be retained by you? What does that have to do with the bracha? Veins that maspikli to become makom lamalu yivarech ala mitzvah to mali b'kashlo nishar biyado kiva to become makom mekayim mitzvahs Hashem baruchu. So what's the difference whether something was left by you or not? So Venir Ali says the Taz, the beautiful answer: a bracha is only shayach where you do something. If I'm commanded to do something and I do it, that's when I make a bracha. If it happens automatically, at root, and I'm just like adding on whipped cream, then you don't make a bracha on that. So by petah chamor, I'm doing something. I'm changing the status from the chamor to the seh. By pidyon haben, I'm doing something. I'm giving five shalom to the kohen. I'm doing the mitzvah. By petah pechor behem tahora, what am I doing? Even if I would do nothing, this animal would have kedusha. Yeah, the Gemara says afal pisha kadosh mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah to be makdishit, even though it's automatic. But that's the hosafa. That's an extra. That's not the ikar adin. So in Hayat bracha ela b'masha osa ha'adam mishelo al zemavarch shezachal lasos mishelo ratzon amakam baruchu masheki bibechor demei olam lo hayali yisroz chuspo. This animal really was never mine. The mishen nolad who begazad rachmana v'havi ki'ilu lo nolad lo osa habachar. It's as if it wasn't mine. El ki'ilu nolad bebeis kohen mi paraso to rachmana zacha bo bekach kamosha kazav kol peta rechem li al kain. There's no bracha that shayach mashenki bepidyon peta chamor b'char adam shinosi mi mamono. There you make the bracha. Right, that is the Chilik, the beautiful Chilik of the Taz, and Shin Chaf Aleph in Yeredeya, Os Zayin.
It sounds like when
Is it more automatic? It's more automatic when you designate. It's not automatic until you designate. You still do something. You're still giving a seh of yours. You don't have to give it to the Kohen, but once you designate it, it still belongs to the Kohen, but it's the not yours. Okay. Let us continue this. So that was a har on petach hamor, and we continue now with the next question. Ibailu, the next question relating to what exactly is the status of this ben pakua? Sixth wide line. Ibailuhu, mahu limnos bo rishon visheni. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. Let's say you shech to the mother, and the baby's still inside, and then an av hatuma touches the mother. Is the baby also a rishon, or is the baby a sheni? Meaning, how independent is the baby for Hilchos Tuma? The mother's a Rishon. Let's say a Sheretz. A Sheretz touches the mother. So the mother becomes a Rishon. So does the baby become a Sheni, or is the mother a Rishon because it's an extension of the mother? So that's the Machlokas. Ba'al Limnos Ba'al Rishon V'Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Monin Ba'al Rishon V'Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan says, the mother's a Rishon, the baby's a Sheni. Rishon Men Lakish Omer, Ein Monin Ba'al Rishon V'Sheni. No, it's all one. You don't count Rishon V'Sheni. Na'ase ke'egos ha'miskashkesh be'klipaso. It's like an egg in its shell. So it's like one unit. You don't say that the nut inside, a nut in its that's shaking in its shell. You don't say the shell is one bria and the nut is another bria. No, it's one. It's a nut. It's a nut with a shomer outside of it. So too here says Reish Lakish is all considered one unit regarding Hilchos Tuma. If the mother becomes Tame, the baby is the same level of Tuma. So Eisvi Reish Lakish Ben Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, who said it's all one unit, asked Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's two, from our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Habasar Maga Nevela Divrei Rabbi Meir. The case, if you remember, under Machlokas, was the case where the animal was first, the fetus stuck out its arm, and then you shechted the mother, and then you shechted, then you cut the arm off. So what level of tumah is the fetus? Is it a daraisa level of tumah? Maga nevela. Does that arm stuck out have the tumah's nevela? That's Rabbi Meir. V'chacham omer maga trefa shchuta. No. It midaraisa had the heter shchita, so it's maga trefa shchuta, and we said that's a derabbanan when it comes to kachim. So that was the Mishnah. So bishlama lididi. Reish Lakish says, according to me, da amina chad gufahu. I say that the mother and child are all considered one guf. Hainu de is kasher bidama de ime. That's how you could say that the fetus, right? The fetus. The Mishnah says the fetus becomes tame. How did the fetus become tame? The fetus is considered ochel, but ochel, as we know, has to be mukshel akabal tuma. Has to become in contact with one of the seven liquids. So according to me, Reish Lakish says it's not a problem. Because when the mother was shechted, the blood that touches the mother, so it's all one unit. So it's as if the fetus was also touched with blood. That's why it's mukshel akabal tuma, and that's why it's maga nevela or maga trefa. So that's how it works, says Reish Lakish. According to me, it works fine. Elo ledidach, but according to you, B'mayis kasher. But according to you, it says the fetus is something different and independent and for Hilchos Tumah, so it was never Mokshel HaKabal Tumah. So why should it be able to become Tamei. So Amar Le, Bishchito Krib Shimon. Think way back we had, see on the side, Daf Lamed Gimel. Remember we had way back that there's a Shita of Rib Shimon, that Shchita itself is Machshir. You don't need Dam. The Maisa Shchita is Machshir according to the Shita of Rib Shimon, so maybe that's what's going on. Rib Yochanan would go, would hold like that opinion, that the Shchita itself is Machshir, even without the blood. Okay. Next question. Is Rabbi Yochanan the Reish of Ben Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan asked the opposite question. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, Avar Ben Nahor. Let's say this Ben Pekua grows up, and he's a fine young animal right now. Right? And what happens? And he takes a walk through a river. Avar Ben Nahor, Hukshar. If it walks through a river, it's Hukshar now, but got wet. Got wet. Meaning what? If you're a live animal, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't count. Remember, a live animal cannot become Tameh. But this animal has the status of being ochel, right? Because the mother shchita matered it. Even though it's walking around alive, it doesn't need shchita b'daraisa. So this animal, right, when it gets wet for the first time, right, hukshar, halach lebeis hakvaris nitma, that if it then went to a cemetery, it becomes tamei. It's nechshav ochel. So Bishlam Aladidi say Rabbi Yochanan now asks, according to me, who I say da amina, tre gufeinino, I say that there are two levels. The mother is the level one, and then it touches the baby level two. Bishabaki hukshar in lo hukshar lo. That's why he's got to walk through a river. Right? It's the opposite of the previous case. That's why he's got to be hukshar lekabel toba. El aladidach da amrit chad gufahu. But according to you, he said it's all one guf. Ha'is kasha bedama de'ime. So what does that have to walk through a river for? Right? Already got hukshar with the blood of the shchita of the mother. So the Gemara answers, Bishchita Yaveshta Udologrev Shimon. Maybe it's talking about a case where no blood came out. It was a Shchita without blood. And he doesn't hold like Rib Shimon. Right? Sometimes, once in a while, right? Most cases, most wounds, right, have blood. But sometimes, once in a while, there's no blood there, Shchita Yaveshta. And therefore, right, Rashi says on top, Shlo Yatzim Menudam, no blood came out. Maybe there was blood inside, but no blood shot out and touched the neck of the animal. Maybe it was an animal that was dehydrated, so it wasn't dead, but had a very low blood pressure. So therefore, the blood didn't come out. Dilokrib Shimon, and that's why Reish Lakish says in this case it had to have become wet. Continuing, Mantana Avar Benar Hokshar Halach LeBeisak Varasitva. Who is the one that says this? That animal's walking around. It still has the status of ochel. Who is the one that says this? So first of all, it could be the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Rashi discusses that. What about the Rabbanan in our Mishnah? So that's true, but it's going to be even bigger, right? We want to relate it to another source. But the Rabbanan in our Mishnah who says that Bet Pekua does not require Shchita. That also, because it has the status of Ochel. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi. It's also Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Detanya, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili Mitame Tumas Ochlim Vitzarech Echsher. Rabbi Yosef Lili says that this Bet Pekua is mitameh, could become Tumas Ochlin, because it's called an Ochel. And Vitzarech Hechsher, it needs Hechsher to become Tameh. So Vitzarech Hechsher. V'chachamim Omrim, why Tzarech Hechsher? So Rashi says, Trei Gufei Ninhu. So it's considered Ben Pekua, it's matured by the mother, it's considered Ochlin, but it still requires, it's two levels, like Rabbi Yochanan. V'chachamim Omrim, Eino metami tumas ochlin mipnei shehu chai. V'kol shehu chai, eino metami tumas ochlin. The chachamim argue and say, no, it's alive. And if it's alive, it's not called ochel yet. Maybe this chachamim can line up with Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. But as the source that the Gemara relates it to, machlokas the chachamim and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Why can't ochel become... Well, let me backtrack. Why do we say in this case that if it is alive, it is not metami tumas ochlin? Right, anything that's alive, what's the yisod for that? So says the Stipler, there are two ways you can look at it. Stipler is in Seder Taharis in Simon Mem Gimel. The Stipler says, find it. So I said Mem Gimel Simon. Sorry, it's not the right one. Simon Mem. Simon Mem says the Stipler. Tine Yeshvach Kar Betaima De Milsa Hada Hachai Eino Tame. Says that the chai cannot become tamei, something that's alive. So a live animal cannot become tamei. Why is that? Is that because yesh lafarish atam mishum ta hachai eino ochel? because it's impossible for a live animal to be called food. And even if you plan to eat it alive, so what they eat, but live animals, if you have an animal walking around, that can't be called food. Food is something dead. Food is not something alive, by definition. And therefore, tumas ochlin, and therefore, if it's alive, it can't be an ochel, and memela, it can't become tame. That is the one, first far you could say. Aval efshar lomar, but says the stipler, you could also say, deshaper ochel hu. Maybe it's still, no, it's considered ochel. Even if something's alive, it can be called food. After all, some things are eaten alive, animals eat other animals alive, right? It can be called food. And maybe without the isra of bal teshaksu, you know, even people might eat things alive. It might be disgusting for them, but it might be able to eat them alive. So, but the shaper ochel hu, al kalpanim, kishayesh machshava, uvefralam adar behema b'chayeha levarma medis. Meaning, it's possible, if you think about it, that it can gain the status of ochel, even when it's alive. Ella, shezed din miyuchad, shahachai eno makabal tuma. But it's a separate din, forget the ochel stage. Even if it's ochel, if something's alive, that's shayach to tuma. Tumah is only shayach to live people. Tumah is not shayach to live animals. That's the din. Skip the step of ochel. Ukemo, similar to mechubal akarka. Deina makabal tumah. Avo bisha haperus ru'uyin kvar la'achila. Why if a tree, if fruit is hanging from a tree, you're about to pick it, it can't become tame. The second you pick it, now it's roi leos hukshu lakabal tumah to be makabal tumah. Why is that? Because there's a kasev. Mechubar cannot become tame. So maybe chai cannot become tame. And he quotes nafka minas. He thinks this is a machlokas rishonim from a Tosfos later on in the Masechta. But just to have, that's his chakira. Do we say that it's what you see? What does the Mishnah, what does the Gemara say here? That a chai can't become tame. Is that because, literally, a chai can't become tame? Or you have to add in a step, a chai can't become an ochel. And if it can't become an ochel, that's why it can't become tame. Right? That's two formulations of the stipler. Says the Gemara, the Adar of Yochanan l'taimei, and Rabbi Yochanan, who explains the machlokes as we just explained it, that the issue is whether something alive is can be mitame, can become tame to mazochlin. So he goes according to his reasoning as follows: Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi Aglili veBeishamai Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Beishamai hold the same shita. What's that? So Rabbi Yosi Aglili had Amran. He just quoted Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Basically, is the one that said that it needs hechsher. It's mitame tumas ochlin. It requires hechsher. So even the what Rabbi Yosef Aglili say at root, even if it's alive, it could become tame. That was Rabbi Yosef Aglili shita. We just spoke about the Rabbanah shita. Beishamai. So Rabbi Yochanan said that Beishamai says the same thing. So what's his shita? It's not because the Mishnah says in uksin. Last masechta. Dagim me'emasai mekablin tuma. When are they makabal tuma? When is a fish dead enough that it gives off tuma? Three shitas. Beishamai omrim, misha yatsudu. Wow, right when it's caught. Even if it's still in the water. Beishamai will say, right when you catch a fish and you're planning to eat it, before you kill it, you're planning to eat it, it's still in the water, it's still alive, that's enough for it to be, to give off tuma. Rashi says, Misha Yatsudu, the kivan de'ain tu'un in shchita, harihain kemesim. Like we said yesterday, or 2 days ago from the Rambam, right, the Rambam, from the first part of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about that. The fish do not need shchita. The Rambam says, asifasan zuhi matirasan. So here, after you gather it, even though it's ready in the water, it's nechsha mes. Nechsha mes. Right, that's the Beishamai shchita. That's already the parallel. Because Beishamai holds that even when it's alive, it can be, it's shayach to the world of tumah. Right, we were talking about mekabel tumah, and here we're talking about giving off tumah, but we're comparing the two cases. Right, it's shayach to the world of tumah.
So then why?
And therefore, Beishamai is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita. In both cases, the Gemara say, the Rabbi Yochanan says they both say the same thing. They both say that by certain animals, there's tumah that's shayach even b'chayim. That's the connection. Let's finish though the Mishnah. Ubeisilo omrim mi she yamusu. Beisilo says no, only after it dies. After the fish dies. Rabbi Akiva omer middle shita mishash in yicholim lichyos. At the time that even if it's not dead yet, but it's not going to live. It's not going to live. Meaning, what stage? My binayu, what's the difference between these two last two opinions? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, dag mekarteya iki binayu. What does makarteya Rashi says? Mifarper. If it's shaking around. Right? You take a fish out of water and it's flipping around. At that stage, stop time. If I touch it, is it going to be mitamimi or not? That's the machlokas here. Rashi says, ukagoshi yavash boba kisela ubein sapirov. It dried out at the sulochai. As a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, what stage am I chayef for on Shabbos for taking out a fish from the water? The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Zayin says, Hashola dag min hayam, kivet sheyavash bo kisela chayef. If I'm shol, if I take a dog out of the water, right when it dries up, I'm chayef for Shabbos. So that's a parallel. Rashi's quoting Hilchas Shabbos to teach me Hilchas Tumah. When am I chayiv on Shabbos? And when is it metameh? So the Gemara, according to Rashi, is comparing the two. It is fascinating. One malacha is that, taking a fish out of water, that's a machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim, what malacha that is. Pashas, you would have said, it's the malacha of Shechita. That's what Rashi says. There in Shabbos Kuf Zayin Bebeis, Rashi says, Chayev Mishum Tetzilas Neshama, Desu Lo Chaye. Meaning Rashi is quoting who's the Gemara. And Rashi there is quoting whose opinion? It's quoting the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Mishosh She'ein Yecholon Lichyos. Right? And that's a Rashi Shita. But if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel there, fascinating. The malacha that we're talking about is the malacha of Kotzer. Malacha of Kotzer, reaping. What's the root malacha of Kotzer? Root malacha of Kotzer, if you say it's about a fish, it's not like one definition we might have said, it's cutting something that is attached. That's one malacha that I might have defined as Kotzer. You cut a piece of grass, right? You cut off a branch. That's for sure the malacha of Kotzer. But at root, what's the malacha? So you might have defined it as the malacha of cutting something from a chubar. But the other definition, there's another definition. If you see taking a fish out of water, a fish is not mechuber to the water. So what's the other definition of kotzer? Might be posik chiyuso, detaching its life source, right? What's keeping it alive? That's kotzer. So water keeps a fish alive. Water, a fish can't live out of water. That might be the malacha of kotzer. And that's why even there's another Gemara with this machlokas. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf. Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. What happens if somebody kills a fetus on Shabbos? Hoshid Yado Lamei Behema V'Dildel Ubar Shebimeeha. Somebody sticks his hand into the fetus, into the uterus of an animal, and you killed the Ubar on Shabbos. Chayev. Chayev. Why are you Chayev? What are you Chayev for? So if you look at the Rishonim there, the Ramban, the Rashba, they all talk about, it's Akiras Davar Migidulo. That's the language they use. So that also might be Kotzer. Amazing, Kotzer. Killing something is Kotzer? The answer is, yeah, if you're cutting off his life source. Dildil Sa'ubar, so one day is Bishum Denotel Sa'shama. The Chayev. Right, I forgot the high Uber Lesley Bididei Neshama, Kiva de Gidulo Tali Beneshama Imo, Ha Okra Chai Mishim Notam Nesmashal Mimenu. That's number one. But others say that no, it's the Malacha that you're doing is Akiras Davar Migi Dulo. Right, that is, again, a discussion. So the Rambam even says, and we'll continue with this. The Rambam says, what happens if somebody has a plant on the ground and you lift it up? Gabshusis shall offer. Sha'alu ba'asavim. Higbiya me'al ha'aretz v'hinichal gabi yesedos. Chayev yishim tolesh. If you have a plant that you raise up, right, and you put it on pegs, it's still attached. You're chayev yishim tolesh. Why are you chayev yishim tolesh? It's still attached to the ground. It's just 3 inches up. It might not grow as well. It might be chayev yishim okher davar migidulo, even though it's still mechubar. So again, this is all part of the malacha. How do you define the discussion of how you define the malacha of Kotzer. Okay, but that's what Rashi quoted as the source for our Gemara. Boi Rav Chizda, Vaiter in our Gemara. Says Rav Chizda, the following question. Noldu b'dagab sibari treifa ma'u. What happened if a fish starts getting simone treifa? Okay, hearkening back to Eilu Treifas. Right, we didn't say Hadra Dalach for nothing. Hadra means we're going to come back to it. So we're going back to Eilu Treifas a little bit. No, but dog if somebody treifa ma'u, if a dog gets a simon treifa, for example, Rashi says it gets a hole in its intestine, is it tummy mace already? Not tummy mace, but is it tummy like an animal? Ma'u. So tiboy lamanda amar treifa chayev, tiboy lamanda amar treifa ena chayev. You can ask it according to either opinion, as we discussed back in in Eilu Shreifas, the beginning of the parak, Daf Ben Beis, right? According to Badarba, that says the Treifa will live for 12 months or not. Tiboy Lamadamar Treifa Chaya. According to Badarba, it says Treifa will live. So this animal is going to be Chaya. But still, you might say this animal is worse than an animal, than a behema. Why? Behema, who did a fisha chiyu, say an animal which has a lot of life in it. So that's why we would say, even if it's a treifa, but it's still going to be chaya, because an animal is a very strong animal. Aval dogim delo nefisha chiyu sayo, it doesn't have so much life in it. So the second, it gets a treifa, maybe even if you say treifa chaya generally, here you would say treifa ain't a chaya, and you'd say tuma kicks in already. Lo. That's on the one hand. O Dilma, or do we say no, the other way? Afilo mandamar treifa ain't a chaya. Even if you say hold that treifa is not chaya, hanimili behema the yesh b'mina shchita. Maybe that's only by a behema because you can shecht. It's in the world of shchita, and treifa is something that if you could shecht it, so we would say that is that's all a treifa. The soul of treifa is only shayach to a certain type of bria that it's shayach to have shechted. Aval dagim de ein b'min on shechitan, but fish you don't shecht. Whoa! So maybe you'd say that the whole concept of treifas doesn't apply. Either the animal's dead or alive. Treifa is a function of being able to shecht it. Teku, why would treifa be a function of what is it? What's this connection to shechita? Right? Does it? Isn't that what?
The sheetah changes the gears
to treifus. What? Well, ahari mili behema diish b'mina treifus. Okay, the sheetah changes to treifus. If you say treifa, you can fit it into the Reb Chaim, but maybe we'll talk about the wait for that for a couple of lines. But if you want to read the sheetah, okay, I didn't see that. The sheetah changes it to yesh b'mina treifus, that you have a lot of kinds of treifus in a behema. A dog, you don't, so maybe it would be excluded. Take him. Okay. Kitila nefel. What happens if an animal miscarries? Kitila nefel. So the question is, what is the status of the chelev of that fetus? We discussed this a little bit the past couple of days. The chelev of the dam of the fetus. So now we're talking about, what if the animal came out? It was a miscarriage. So what about that chelev? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar chelbo ki chelev behema. Rabbi Yochanan says the chelev is like the chelev of a behema, meaning it's real chelev. Chelev of a behema is karis. The Isser chelev in the Torah applies by hema, by a behema and not a chaya. So Rabbi Yochanan says this chelev is like real chelev, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, chelbo ke chelev chaya. No, Rabbi Lakish says it's like chelev chaya, meaning it's like a nevela. It's not like chelev. What's the nafkamina? Karis. Nevela is not karis. Nevela is a laugh, but chelev is karis. That's the nafkamina. So why? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar chelbo ke chelev behema. Rabbi Yochanan says the chelev is like real chelev. Why? Avira garim. The second that it comes out, it has its own status like a real animal. And therefore, its chelev is real chelev. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Lakish Amar, no. Chelbo ke chelev chaya chadashim garmi. You need to be full term. If you're not full term, so then it's not considered its own independent bria. Chadashim garmi, months are gorem, and therefore this chelev is not called real chelev. It's nevela, it's a piece of flesh, but it doesn't have the own status of chelev. That is the first version of the Mishnah, of the machlokas. Ika da amre, kol hecha delo kol lo chadashav lo klomu. The other view, other version is, no, maybe if it didn't have kol lo chadashav, if it didn't have months, then everybody would agree that it's not chelev, even Rabbi Yochanan. Ki pligi, the machlokas is here. Hecha dehoshi yadu lamei behema vitalash chelev shal ben teschai v'achal. You stuck your hand into inside, and there was a fully developed animal inside. And you take a piece of chelev out. And what do? You take it out before the animal's born. That's the shayla. V'achal, and then you ate it. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chelbo kechelev behema. Rabbi Yochanan says, now, the opposite. Now we just switched. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that says, chelev is like a chelev of a behema, chadashim garmi, because months are gorem, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's like a chelev of a behema, which is us, I'm sorry. Like he said before. He says it's like a chelev of a behema, because you already had chadashim, and therefore this is a fully developed animal inside, it already has the Isra of Chelev. So if you rip out a piece, so that's going to be in Isra Kares. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no. Chelbo kechelev chayawai, chadashim va'avira garmi. So what? It's fully developed. It didn't come out yet. And it didn't come out in a natural way. You forced it out. You ripped out a piece, but that is not going to give it the status of an independent animal. Period. So that's the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Eisir, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish.
What is it according to
Reish Lakish? What is it what?
According to
Reish Lakish, it's still not its own independent animal.
So what if he eats it, then it's...
If you eat it, then it's like an avela. Or maybe Eiver Menachai. So maybe it's like Eiver Menachai.
Right?
It's a Basar. Basar Menachai. Basar Menachai, which doesn't have Tumah, but it might be like a piece of avela. Like a piece of avela. It might be it's a lav. It didn't have Shechita. Didn't have Shechita yet. So the Isra Vena Zvucha. Isra Vena Zvucha also. Any of those that might be considered. Okay, so Eser, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Esmei Shlakish, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's real Chelev, and Rabbi Shlakish, who says that it's not real Chelev. Ma Chelev Ushte Klayos. This discussion, Rashi says, we don't have the beginning of the Medrash here, but the beginning of the Medrash is discussing how real. If you have a karban, which is a pregnant animal, so an animal we know, you have to give the chelev of the animal on the mizbeach. Do you have to give the chelev of the fetus of the pregnant animal? That's a karban? That's the discussion of this mission, of this medrash, of this Torah's Kohanim. So, ma chelev ushte klayos, ha'amuros ba'asham, motzi michlal shlil, just like the chelev and the shte klayos, that are said by a carbon asham, we have a pasuk to exclude, motzi michlal shlil, right? So you exclude it, and you don't have to give it from the shlil, from the fetus. Avkol, right? The chelev of the shlil is not chayev in hakrava. So avkol, motzi michlal shlil, so do all karbanos. So the Orkabada. So you see from there that there's no chiyuv of hakravas chelev of the ubar of a karban. Right? That's what the Brisa says. So Bishlam Eladidi, according to me, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's beautiful. Haida disakalam ute. You need a pasuk to exclude it because I would have thought that you have to be makar of the chelev because it's real. There's an isur karis by that chelev. Kamash balan. There's a special pasuk to teach me it's excluded. El lididach amai itzrach. But according to you, Reish Lakish, that the chelev is not real chelev. What do you need a pasuk to tell me? It's not real chelev. You need a pasuk to tell me there's no chiyuv. Says Reish Lakish. Amalei tayim adidin amim mehalcha. This is my source. The reason for me is from here. This is exactly my source. That it's excluded to teach me it's not real chelev. That's the first version. V'ikadamri, or some say it's the opposite. Ezer, Rishon Melakas, Rabbi Yochanan. Rishon Melakas, meaning, do you go by the need to exclude, or do you go by the fact that it was excluded? That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishon Melakas. So Ezer is here the other way. Ezer, Rishon Melakas, Rabbi Yochanan. Machel, Vashay Klaus, Hamurs, Ba'asham, Moti, Bechal, Shleel, Avkal, Moti, Bechal, Shleel, Bishlam, Ola, Didi, Rishon Melakas says, according to me, it's fine, Mishum, Hachi, Miete, Rachmana. That's why the Torah excludes it, because that's not real Chalef. Ela ledidach likarei, but according to you, it's real chelev, so why is it excluded? So, answer, amarlei, mididahave amechusur zman. Mechusur zman, let's say you have a karban before day 8. You know, is that called a behema? That's called a behema already, and yet you can't be makrovit. So to me, I could say this is real chelev, and there's another reason why you can't be makrovit. Don't tell me that just because you can't be makrov something is because it doesn't have the status of a real behema. No, Mechusar Zman is a model that it's a real behema, and yet you can't be makrav it. It's a special din. Miyom Hashmini v'Hala Yeratz al Karban Ishal Hashem. Right. So says Rabbi Yochanan, no problem. That is my model. The Mishnah Melech does have a suffix. The Mishnah Melech in Isurei Mizbeach Gimel Ches. That's where the Rambam says you're not allowed. It's a mitzvah say to be makrav karbanos from day 8. Then the Rambam says, "V'afal bishul mechusar zman pasul im avar v'hikrivo eino loke." If you do it, you don't get malchus because it's a lav above a chal asay. It's an asay. It's a lav that flows from an asay. You don't have a beferish lav relating to this, right? You know, it doesn't say he shomer pen al or lo when it comes to being makriv a mechusar zman. So that's why you don't get malchus. But the Mishnah Malach there says, "Ani mistapik bedin zeh." Let's say you know for sure it's full term. You know exactly when this animal was fertilized, and you know exactly it's full term. Is there still an Isra Mechusar Zman? Is Mechusar Zman purely because you're not sure if it was Kalalo Chadashav? You're not sure if it's full term? Or is it a special Gzeres HaKasav? That's his question. Right? And then he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes, the sphere that he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos also, that says that Eshkol Shashab Bishlosh Abiyom Ba'adam Eino Nefel, how the sphere of the Reshbag, the time of the Kod, Kadesh Yazamachal Nefel, they became Koshi Yadan Eshkol Lochadashav, Yazamachal Nefel, is the reason that you have to wait 30 days by a person and 8 days by an animal, purely to know that Kol Lochadashav, and if not, you could do it. So he says, I'm not sure. Maybe, and then he says, maybe only apply the principle by people. Maybe Nefel rules are different by people and by animals. So he's not sure. Then he says, "V'cheni yaskaves kol haposkim to bedikim lon shekol chadashiv af biyom leidaso muter ba'achila." You're allowed to eat it. L'fizeh hayanir ki echid leheter achila b'chad mitrei gavni nafik mitaras Nefel. Either you need a week or knowing that it's kol chadashiv, so to buy a carbon. He says the Rambam doesn't explain this, so he's not sure. He's not sure. At the end, he says, I wouldn't do it. I would be machmir because it might be gzeiras hakasav. But that's his discussion in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. Okay, important Mishnah Melech. Weiter. Amar Biyami, four lines for the bottom. Hashochet as a treifa umatza babet eschai. Oh, new case. Right, what have we said? Up until now in the parak, yishech the mother so the shechita can work for the baby. What if the mother turned out to be a treifa? If the mother turned out to be a treifa. So Hashochet as a treifa umatza babet eschai, says Rabbi Ami, L'divrei ha'oser, according to the one who asered normally, meaning Rabbi Meir, according to the one who says the shechita of the mother never works for the baby, matir, here he would allow you to shech the baby after it came out. Why? The shechita of the treifa mother didn't ruin it. And therefore he would allow you to shech. Why? Because like Rabbi Meir usually says, the baby needs his own shechita. So to hear, the baby needs his own shechita and would be allowed to get his own shechita. But according to the one who usually says that the mother's shechita works for the baby, oser, here it's too late. Because the baby is already considered shechted, and it was a shechita shreifa, and therefore you cannot shecht it. That's Rabbi Ami. Rava Amar, Debri Hamater, Nami Mutter. No, Rava says, no. Even if you say that normally the mother's shechita works for it, here you'd still be able to shecht it itself after it comes out. Why? Dalet simanim achshav berachmana. The Torah gives you a choice. Four simanim. Either the two of the mother or the two of the baby. If the two of the mother didn't work for you, so you can shecht the two of the baby. Fine. Again, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Same chakira. You can fit it into the same chakira of the achronim. Do we say that when the Rabbanim say that the shechita of the mother works for the baby, is it as if it shechted or does it need shechita? So that's this goof of machlokas. But if you say that it is too late, it's as if it was shechted. If you say that no, you can still do it, maybe because it usually doesn't need shechitas here, it doesn't need, but you're still able to do it. Ask the Briska Rav. Briska Rav says, one second, but everybody seems to agree that the shechita of the mother treifa cannot work for the baby. That cannot be a good shechita for the baby. Ask the Briska Rav, why not? Why not? The mother had a maisa shechita, and she had her own problem. The baby doesn't have that problem. Right, so why can't the shechita work for the mother? Says the Briska Rav, this is another riot in my father's chiddush. Right? We've said many times already in this Masechta, Reb Chaim's chiddush, about the relationship between treif and nevela. Even though we would have said that they're two totally different worlds, nevela means an animal that dies without shechita, and treifa means an animal that had a perfect shechita, but it has a separate problem. Reb Chaim, in his Bar Mitzvah Drasha, said, not true. Treifa means that it didn't have a proper maisa shechita lagabe achila. You know why you can't eat a treifa? Because, you're right, lagabe tumas nevela, it had a good shechita. Because if you shech the treifa, it's matar midei nevela. So regarding tumas nevela, it had a good shechita. But regarding the heter achila, it wasn't a good shechita. Not that it has a separate problem. And that's a perfect for our case here. That's what the Briska Rav says in the back of the Grizzle Rambam. Right, he has letters there that we don't know who they wrote them for. Different suggestions who they were written to. But on page Ayin Tes, he quotes this. He quotes this raya. About the heter of. I'll read a few. Elavad al karchedo and etzuicha mazel divrei avi adoni moriver abi hagon. Zatzal, the shiny treifa, the isura meshach shayach latlos lechalos hadin heter shchita, umishemachi shag gzeg gam leheter avlad. That's what he says. He says the reason that it doesn't work is because the mother didn't have a proper shchita here. It's not that it had a proper shchita, but it has a separate problem of treifa. It didn't have a proper shchita. Mamela, that can't work for the vlad. Okay, I'm not going to read it inside, but that's the Briska Rav right there. Okay. Weiter. Amar Rav Chisda, Hashochet as a treifa, Matzavah betes chai. Again, if somebody shechta treifa, and you find a live animal in it, so tarn shechita. It needs shechita to be materit in achila. Right, that's what we said, because the mother shechita did not work. V'chayiv b'zorav al-chayim of akeva. And this is a real shechita. You're chayiv to give, just like from any chulin animal. You have to give parts of it to the kohen. So one of the matnas kahuna, we're going to have later on, perek hazroa. It's going to talk all about this. So the zeroa, the forearm, and the l'chayayim, the cheeks of the keva, part of the one of the stomachs, so all these have to be given, because this is a real shechita, and you have to give it to the kohen, because the shechita of the mother didn't work. The imes. But if the animal dies without shechita, tahar milatami b'masa. It's still tar. There's no tumas masa there. Why, Rashi? The shechita's imo metaharaso. The shechita of the mother was enough to prevent nevela forever in this child. So even though it needs a shechita, and even though you have to give the zera the chayim, but there's no tumas nevela if it dies. So amalei rabba or rava. I don't understand that line. Ton shechita, come on. The first line says it requires shechita. Krabi Meir. That's like Rabbi Meir, who says a bet pakua. You know, it doesn't go by the, doesn't get helped by the mother shechita. V'yemeis tarmi l'thayi b'masa k'maka rabbanan. Right, so who is this statement like? So Gemara says, so he says back to him, ula taimeich. Reb Chisda says back to him, ula taimeich, hadatani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya says the same thing in a brisa. Hashonah z'atrei v'matza b'betes chai, ton shechita. V'chai b'zor v'chai v'akeva. V'yemeis tarmi l'thayi b'masa. Ton shechita k'maka Rabbi Meir. V'yemeis tarmi l'thayi b'masa k'rabbanan. He's jumping on me. Rav Chisda says it's a price of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is quoted the Shechita. So what does Rabbi say? No. Holokasha. Rav Chiya's case wouldn't be a problem. Why? Rav Chiya, holokasha. Rav Chiya im kfar matsu meis ka'amar. No, it's that you found it dead in the mother. B'mei ha'imo ka'amar. That's how you have to interpret. Doesn't mean if it dies later on. Im matz o meis. And it's Rav Meir Shechita. I'm sorry? Right, the im mace, meaning the last line. The im mace, im matsa'o mace, if you find it dead within the animal, that's, and Rameir agrees there, that if it's dead inside, that's his bempakua. So, that's the Rabbi Chiya. So, Heldi Dakasha, but according to you, Rav Chizya, it's a question, because you didn't explicate that. So, Rav Chizya would say, no, Amar Leila Didi Nami Lokasha. I could also give you an answer why. Forget Rabbi Meir. This is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan themselves said, if an animal is born, and, I'm sorry, not if an animal is born, but if the mother shechita was betreifa, dalat simana machshavei rachmana. Right, it still requires shechita, but the mother's shechita was good enough, though, to be betar, medina vela, right, just like a regular treifa, period. Weiter. Kisalag, Reb Zera, Ashka Chel Ravasi, the Yosef HaKabalei HaShvaitza, where Reb Zera went to Eretz Yisrael, he found Ravasi, saying over this topic, Amalei, Yaisher, says, wow, great vart. And Rabbi Yochanan also said this. He also said this, that which statement? Dalat simanim achshiba. That statement. That the baby can either get the mother's simanim or the baby's simanim itself. You're saying, Rabbi Yochanan also holds this. Is that to say that Reish Lakish argues on this principle of dalat simanim achshiba erachmana? So, the Bachi adds in, Ika da amri misha havi shoylei. So, no, we don't know about Reish Lakish. But why don't we know about Reish Lakish? Either because Misha Avishayle Vishasikle. Reish Lakish always let Rabbi Yochanan finish. He never interrupted him. And therefore, he's saying, I left before Reish Lakish made his comments. I don't really know what he holds. That's why I just said Rabbi Yochanan holds it. He was waiting for him to finish. V'yigat Amri, or others say, Mishta Avishasi Vishasikle. He was drinking something when I left. So I don't know if he answered. But he was drinking something in the shir. And that's why Vishasikle, he was quiet that he didn't answer. Period. Are you allowed to drink in a Beis Medrash? Reish Lakish was in the middle of drinking something in Shir. You allowed to drink something in a Beis Medrash? The Shulchan Aruch says, right? What am I doing right now? Right? So says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. The more you talk about drinking, your mouth gets dry. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch Dinei Beis Hakneses. But the Knesset is but the Medrash shows ain't no again mekalas rosh, and you don't talk tzicha b'teila, ve'no ochle v'shosu behem v'chulu, and it continues v'talmidei chachamim v'talmidei mutarim le'echov v'lishtos behem midochak shasat chak, they're allowed to v'yesh omrin. The Rama says the base of Medrash afilu shalom midochak shari base Medrash, but not in the base of Knesset. Can't drink in the base of Knesset. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, Because if it have to go out, he is batal milimudo. Aval im ein lomdim bebeis haknesses asurim lecha v'lishos sham. But if not sitting there learning, that's the Mishnah Berurah. So what is going on? Right? We all drink in shuls. We all drink in shuls. So you need the Shulchan Aruch later on. Sif Yud Aleph. Kuf Nun Aleph Yud Aleph. Im bishas binyan beis haknesses hisnu alav lehish tamesh bo. Mutr lehish tamish bo, b'churbano, avo b'yishuvo lo mahani tnai. The Shulchan Aruch quotes. If you make a tnai, then after it's no longer a shul, maybe you could drink there and do other stuff there. But while it's still built, you can't. You can't. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, b'med v'mamurim, b'bate kinesios b'chutz la'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, lo mahani shum tnai. Doesn't sound like tnai, somebody showing it, but here it still doesn't sound like we could use it. So what do we do? So, the Achronim save us. The Achronim save us. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, Piskei Tshuvos quotes, Nagu Lahakel, he says, that, look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Maskana, that Moel Tznai, a Tznai does work, we hold like those we showed him that are Mekel, Lamaisa, and Nagu Lahakel, even in Bate Knesios, Beretz Yisrael, which are eternal Bate Knesios, right, that's where there's a difference. Lech of Elishtos, the Sudas Mitzvah, and Laruch, do other things there, and to have meetings there, and to have Kiddushim there, right, all of these are included. The Api Achronim, right, that's what he quotes. So then the Piskei Tshuva quotes, here it is, fascinating. He says, Tzadiki Hador were very machmir though. They were choshesh for this. So that is why many times when they created their shuls, they announced, this is not a base knesses. It's just a place for us to get together and daven and learn and be a kehila. And that's where the phrase comes from, shtibel. Because shtub is just a place. It's a room. It's a house. And he says, that's why they were machbid to call it a shtibel. So it wouldn't have to be a base knesses. You can do whatever you want in it. He quotes this from the Achronim, that the Divrei Chayim, the Sanzer, and others, the Ein Ze Ela Beis Val, Talmidei Chachamim, Ula Amcha Beis Yisrael, La Torah, La Tefila, Uli Hikol Yachad, V'lismoach V'yava, Kechol HaMitzarek, L'Simchas Mitzvah, V'gam L'shtamish for Archim there. He says that's what they were makbid on it. And even outside the Shtul, HaYikarim Lo Shtibol, O Davin Shtoib, or Klois. The gross cloys, right? By makpidim bezos, gamal hashelat mi bachutz, the gamal chosamos shebesifrei kodesh. They never wrote the words based on Knesset and based on Medrash. Fine, says that beautiful. But then he talked the Piskei Tshuva quotes. But there are two negatives about that strategy. Number one, if people gave you money to use for the mitzvah building a shul, you're stealing their money because you didn't build a shul. If you're not giving a kedusha based on Knesset, well, you try to get out of it. Okay, so if you want to rely on the Mekila Mesa Beis HaKnesses and we rely on Sinai, fine. But if you're taking it away, so number one, you're stealing it. And number two, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, of building a Beis HaKnesses. So you're trying your best, but then you're, so is that word? Chada gilav klalu shah nadvanim shahozilu mikasman lebenias or kneas hamakom hiskimu shah nadahachi. Right? Emakaimim vasuli mikdash. V'chulu. Anyways, that is a very important lesson about when you dedicate a shul, do you dafka call it a shul, or do you dafka call it a shtibel, or a shtub, or a klois, so that you don't have the problems of tanai, but that all comes from Reish Lakish drinking during shir. Right? That's where it comes from. Okay, weiter. Just finish a little more. Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afilu v'chulu. Rav Shimon Shazuri, if you remember in the Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Shazuri said that even if it walks around for 10 years, it doesn't need shchita. Hayna Tanakama, that's what the Tanakama said. Amar Rav Kahana, Hifris al gabi karki gibinayu. The nafkamina is if it moves around. Meaning the Tanakama would say if the animal walks around, it needs shchita midurabanan. Right? That's the nafkamina between, that's what we hold. By the way, the machlokas Rishonim, do you make a bracha on shchitas ben pakua? It only needs shchita midrabanan. The Rashba says in the Shuvah, yes. Once the Rabbanan tell you have to do it, you have to do it. Other Rishonim say no. The Rabbanan also say you have to check the Reyes. You make a bracha on that. So you might answer that that's just preventing a negative. Shchita is a mitzvah zaseh. Even on the Rabbanan level. Okay. Amar B'Sharshi, L'Devrei Ha'omer Choshin L'Zera Ha'av. So B'Sharshi now says, if you hold the Choshin L'Zera Ha'av, that's related to a sugya later on. The sugya of Oso V'Espino. You can't check the mother and offspring on the same day. Is that also, does that also apply to a father and offspring? So, that's the sheet of Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. According to the one who says Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, Ben Pekua Haba Al Behema Ma'al Yisa, Havlad Ein Lo Takana. If you Ben Pekua, that lives with a good regular animal. The baby, there's no takana for it. Why? Rashi explains. Because the simanim from Eben Fakua are already, Rashi says, nechshav, that they're not there, because it doesn't require shechita. So is that this animal has one simen, but shechting, cutting one simen of an animal doesn't work. That's only by a fish. That's only by a bird, not by an animal. So Rashi says, as if it only has one simen, so therefore, shechita is not going to work on it. Tos says a little differently. Tos says, as if half its simanim are shechted already. So that, again, might be a nafkamina. Again, the Hakira of the Achronim. So all of you, we've had five or six already issues that are tali. Amar Abaya Hako, Modeh B'kolot B'Pekosh Emutar. Abaya says, everybody agrees that if you have a kolot means, right, a mutated animal. An animal that is kosher, right, but it doesn't have split hooves. Right? It came from a cow, but it doesn't have split hooves. It's kosher. Why? My time up. Call Milsa de Tamiya Mitkar Dach de Chiri La Inchi. Anything strange, people are going to like, oh, this is the animal that's kosher, that it doesn't have split hooves. And they're going to remember it's a Ben Pakua. And therefore, you don't have to include it in the Gzeira. Ika Damri or others say, Amar Abaya, Hakamote Bakalut Ben Kaluta Ben Pakua Shemutar. It's got to be two. Call it Ben Pakluta. My time, a trait to me, Mitcha de Chiri Inche. You need two strange things to remind people, not one strange thing. Amar Zira, Rabbi Chanina, Alacha Kerb Shimon Shizuri, Alacha Zagam Shimon Shizuri, that you don't need Shechita, even if it's alive many years. Vchen Hayar Shimon Shizuri, Matir Bibno, Ben Bino Atsof Kolod Oros. And not only that, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri himself says Ben Pakua doesn't need Shechita for 10 generations. If you keep having a bunch of, once there's a Ben Pakua born, the mother doesn't need Shechita, so none of the offspring need shechita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Who mutter but no aser? Only applies to one. If it's a ben pakua, then fine. It is mutter without shechita, but its offspring is not. Let's go with one more story. Ad brachavo havili ben pakua, the nafa ruba rov duba ale. There was a ben pakua that it was attacked. It was attacked by a ze'ev, and it couldn't live anymore. Also lakam made Rav Ashi. So they came over to Rav Ashi. Amar zil shachli. Rav Ashi says you got to shecht it. Because Rav Ashi says, like the Rabbanan, if it was Hifris, you gotta shecht it. Rabbi Yochanan himself even says, even one generation. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, will divide Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Kamar. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. He was just saying, even according to Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, it's only one generation, not more. But Rabbi Yochanan himself might hold like the Rabbanan. Against Rav Shimon Shizuri, that it still requires shechita, period. It'll take 2 minutes to get to the bottom. I'd rather say just one interesting machlokas reshowing him, and that is here, the Rashi. What does Rashi here say? Rashi here says, it can't live, velo yochal lichyos, this story. It can't live, what does that mean? It's a treifa. Isn't it treif then? So what do you mean shechta? Isn't it treif? Is Ben Pakua subject to treifus? We were just speaking about earlier, the mother is treif. What about if the Ben Pakua has treifus? Tosfos says, Tosfos in Denafal, Afa gab the Savar Karabana, that it requires shechita, lo aser mishim drusha ze'ev. This is drusha ze'ev, one of the treifus. It's not aser because of that. The davka b'shechita gazru de mifarsima. We were gozer that it requires shechita, but we're not gozer that if there's a treifa in here, you're going to get mixed up with the regular animal that has the same treifa, that's treif. Even if it has a treifa, you're allowed to eat it. That's the chiddush. You want me to finish the word? Fine. V'amar, the next moment is fine. V'amar Rabbi Rachanina Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Chanina Halacha Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. 1 second, but the Rabbi says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Below Ode El Kamakam Shashar Rabbi Shimon Shizuri B'Mishasid Ala Kamoso. We always like whole like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. So how can we paskin here? How can Rav Ashi paskin that it requires shechita? Amar Le Anoki Hasvir Le. I hold like the other statement about Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. To Amar Rabbi Yonasan Halacha Rabbi Shimon Shizuri B'Mesukan Rabbi Shuas Vayisah Shol Tamai. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri only in these two specific cases. I mean, not in our case. Misukan, what's the case of Misukan? It's none. The Mishnah says in Gittin, Berishon, Hay Omer, Mayasa, Bekola, Va'amru. Kisvu, Gala, Ishti, Hare, Elu, Yitvu, Yitnu. Originally, they said, anybody being led out to the gallows, and he says, write again for my wife, and he forgot to say, and give it, you're still allowed to write it and give it. Why? Because he's not thinking straight. Chazru, Lomer, Afa, Mefarish, Va'yasa, Bishayara. And then they extended that to anyone who goes to on traveling, because he's not sure he's going to get back. He wants his wife to be a grusha, not a naguna. Rav Shimon Shizuri Omer Afa Misukan. Anyone who's in a dangerous situation. So, we pass like that, Rav Shimon Shizuri. Shumas Meisr Shol Demai, Disnan. Shumas Meisr Shol Demai. Shechazulim Koma. If you have Shumas Meisr, right? We know Shumas Meisr is Meisr Rishon. The Levi got, you have to take off Shumas Meisr from the Meisr Rishon. So, Let's say he did that from Demai, which was a whole suffix in the first place, whether he had to do it, because maybe it was already taken off. Shechazer lebkoma, but it fell back into the pile. Rishibish is a reomer, af bechol shol of ochval piv. Even on a weekday, the Kligarashi, what's the even? Even on a weekday, you can ask the Am Haaretz whether he actually was mafresh or not, and rely on him. Because it's a bidievet here, and the whole thing is a chumra, so you're allowed to rely on him. Period. Those are the two cases of the whole like Rishibish Shizuri. But not outside, and that's why even in our case, we don't hold like Rishibish Shizuri. Okay, we'll stop here.